The Honest Wargamer, an honest and independent show run by gamers for gamers. We bring you the latest in critical meta discussions, zany list tech, and deep dive discussions about the hobby as a whole. We are supported by our fantastic patrons and Twitch subscribers. If you'd like to support us and join the team, that would be awesome. Don't forget all you hydro homies, stay hydrated. Now get yourself comfy. Rob is now here for today's episode of Stream Streak.
Welcome to the Sword Game. I'm your host, Rob. Welcome to Stream Streak Day 272. It's Sunday, which means we're joined by my regular co-host on Sunday, Dayton from Party of the Old Boys. How are you, Dayton? Are you well?
Excellent. Doing fantastic. I drank last night, so I might be extra baggy today. But I had a Zoom call with my high school buddies.
Oh, nice. And
I really tried to get out of it, but they're really persistent. So I fixed my toilet. I was doing all like weird things. I'm like, no, man, I can't. I'm really into something deep here. And then they tried to, and they called me and they were trying to give me advice on how to fix a toilet over the phone, which was, all right, boys, I'm on. All right, I'm coming. So, but it was good. It was good. Fantastic. How you doing, Rob? You're fucking, you're pretty worn out, man. You went hard.
Yeah, I thought I could do 3 days, but I couldn't. So I took the evening off last night. So Merry Christmas to everyone. Apologies all. But yeah, I'm good. Thanks for asking. I rested up. What did I do? I got home quite late because I built the last 3D printer. Put that to work last night. Turns out it's worked. It's broken this morning. So I'm going to go fix that later today. And then went home, cleaned the house because I made a mess over Christmas. And then went to sleep. Oh, I spent a while trying to message people. You know that thing where you message people like, because I have a backlog. And then I woke up this morning to all these messages and I was like, nah, fuck you all. Like, I'll deal with that another day. And then that's my day. Woke up this morning, I've chilled, I've relaxed, I've got fucking ready for the day. I'm like, all about it. I found out all the birds in America are dying, which is interesting, not the ladies. And yeah, but that's it. I'm going to do some painting, hang out with you two. So I'm great. Thanks so much for asking.
That really confused me with how England used birds for women. Like when birds. I was a kid, I watched Human Traffic, which is a great movie. And the one thing where he couldn't get it up for the birds. Like I just didn't understand that reference when I was a kid. what do you mean? And then he finds out he's just impotent. So yeah,
he's just really into ornithology, mate. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Diadrin, thanks for donating 20 quid to the show to start the day off. Meaning we hit.
Diadrin. That's it. You're done.
We're done. We're done.
No, we're 0.01 away.
Did you do that on purpose? So we got 0.01p away. That's fine. I'll chip that in myself.
No, I got this, Rob. Don't worry.
I don't
think I can. Rob. Can it give you? Is it an option? Maybe.
Anyway, how's everyone in the chat doing? And how is calling me an edgelord? What did I do? Oh, yeah, you are. You're edging me like the Sineshi that you are. Hey to Adam Mumford in the chat as well. Anyway, very excited.
And Scott B.
Huh?
And Scott B.
And Scott B.
And Scott B.
Isn't that a thing you do in a hospital?
And Scott B. Sorry, apologies. Woo! Right, anyway, I had a great time over the Christmas period. Super fun. Don't know about you guys. Do you guys have a good time? I am now the owner of some metal color by Vallejo.
Amazing stuff.
Because I got mugged off by Vince on the show. I showed him my metal paint and he went, that shit. Like, hot track. I'm like, fucking calm down. Yeah, the honest Vince gamer. Yeah. I was like, fucking hell.
Honest, Vince.
Too honest, calm down.
Do you even paint with that stuff?
it works really well. I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's really smooth.
Yeah, it covers really well.
Yeah. So, no. The one I was using was the Army Painter Gunmetal, which Vince said was trash. But I just need everyone to know that I absolutely loved it. It's my favorite metal I've ever used. It doesn't, like, it's super consistent. Yeah. It never breaks. I've never tried, like, I've used Lead Belcher. I've used metals from, I've used Vallejo's metal, which, like, the our model color one. I didn't like that, so I didn't use it. I've used the Games Workshop one. This is my favorite one. I don't know. Just fight me. Yeah?
I use that on all my stuff.
What, you use the gunmetal army war paint one?
Yep. Well, yeah. That was like my first entry into painting. Was I got like this big super army painter kit, and it worked really well. That's been like my metallic go to.
It never fucks about, does it? And it goes on super nice.
Yeah. So, and it's dark. Anyway,
but apparently it's trash. So we've all
that's fine.
So I'm gonna try.
I mean, Vince does know a couple things.
Yeah, he's pretty fancy. So,
kind of also, a
this has got a little ball in it. I don't like this.
Yeah, the sugar balls.
Go on, Dan. Sorry.
You can buy those balls and put them in all your tins, and they're good.
Agitator balls.
Yeah.
Well, no. So
all
like,
balls
so
are agitator balls, John.
They all are.
Use them right.
So, in turn, Matt's accused me of conspiracy. Yeah, and he said, "How hilarious is it that Rob did an army painter stream and that's his favorite?" This is honestly, this is my favorite one of this. My favorite black and white are from Vallejo Model Color, so they're my favorite of that. So I've become such a fancy lad over the past year for paints. But
has Adam sent you anything at all?
Yeah. He sent us a bunch of paints for nice. Doing the army painter stream for doing the terrain. So, but I just asked him for cans, rattle cans.
Mm.
Because
yeah, army painters got a ton of rattle cans.
Yeah, well, actually,
so Vallejo, actually.
I didn't know Vallejo did. I got into all my Horus Heresy armies were basically done with rattle cans. In fact, actually, any army I've ever done has almost always started with just
the detail, the pouches, the belts, just rattle can.
The whole thing. Everyone's trying to airbrush stuff. I'm there just rattle canning it a little bit. I didn't know Vallejo did pans. Cans, that's good.
Yeah.
Agitator balls. Okay. All right. Dayton, off air. John's also here. John, hey.
Hi. Yeah, I'm also here.
Let's recognize the man in the room.
Well, I tried to introduce you a couple of times.
And then people just kept talking.
And how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, I was here just in case because I just didn't know what was going on today. So I thought I'll turn up and hope for the best that there is something planned. Well, we just thought, because you'd had a hard day yesterday.
It just was a lot of talking, with no break, really. So,
and I'm talking without topic.
Well, yeah, I'm also really, really bad. Really, really bad at, you know. So if you ever watch any of the painters who are super chill dudes, they've just got a model, and, 4 minutes later, they'll answer a question in the chat. Then 8 minutes later, that's not me. I'm like, it has to be constant conversation. And if it's not, so my brain's working.
Did you know all the birds are dying in the States right now? Go.
I will use any information for a conversation. John, have you bought your agitator balls?
I do. They're here somewhere. I seem to have misplaced my balls. I had to tidy my desk up. Now I've got an airbrush.
Are they on your Steam Labs hoard chair or what? Our secret labs hoard chair?
That's Scrivlet's Christmas present to herself. She bought herself a fancy chair. So my Christmas Eve was building that between streams.
It's a fancy chair.
It's so comfy. Wow. I'm jealous. I feel like a peasant now. I'm sat on a little wooden chair right now. I'm just like, cool.
Have you gone over and had a rub on it?
I might sit on it naked because she's at work at the moment. So I'll just go sit on it.
That's what I mean. Have you gone over and had a rub on it?
Yeah. Could that be where your agitator balls are?
I don't think your balls can be agitated on those. That's a really nice leather.
Like to thank Scott B in the chat, who, because the stream stopped, I ended up watching Midnight Sky on Netflix, which I was really excited to watch. He said it's terrible, and I honestly really appreciate Scott B's review slash advice. So I'm out. So I was like, oh, save me a whole watch.
It's like the new Wonder Woman too, I guess, is pure garbage.
What, the new Wonder Woman 1984?
Yeah.
Why is it?
Apparently there's at least 4 times where she has to be saved by a man.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of tropes and it's the classic, the supervillain who's wearing glasses and nerdy, who gets powers, basically like every other woman who gets a power.
Oh, damn it. Yeah. Damn it, I was looking forward to that.
I was a little bit.
The first one was good.
It was all right. It felt like Captain America, but with a chick to me, as a film. I think
the actress herself, though, was fantastic.
She was good.
Do you guys have a favorite lady in cinema? Like a favorite role or character or do you guys have one? Cinema. I'm going to be very specific.
Cinema.
Yeah.
Just pull up.
Charisse is pretty fantastic in anything that she is.
Oh no, I mean sorry, I more mean the character as opposed to the actress.
Okay.
Apologies. The
Fury Road.
She is great in that. What's her name in that? Oh God, I love that film. Ripley is a good shout. Ripley is also a good shout.
Elioso, what was her name?
Furiosa. Furiosa, yeah, that's good. Ripley. God, my favorite is
just there with the facts. God, saving us. This show is nothing without you, Intern Matt.
The whole thing is nothing without you, Twitch chat. So big love to you. Thanks for being here. My favorite is Trinity from The Matrix.
Oh yeah, yep. That's another fantastic.
She's my favorite character. I like her. I like her journey through that film, and I like her characterization. I think it's excellent. So I'm a big fan of her. Charlize Theron is the next Mrs. Stu Flynn. Says Stu Flynn. Congratulations, Stu. Merry Christmas.
That's
it. That's a great day. Hi, Iggy Starhurst. There's a Furiosa prequel movie going into production next year, which I'm very excited about. Cool. As well. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
She was really good in, there's a film called Atomic Blonde.
Huh?
Yep.
Who?
Charlize Theron. She plays like essentially a spy in kind of Russia, and it's so well done. And you actually just
really think, well done.
It's terrifying. It's such a good film. It's based on a book, I think, that one as well.
What was the like Devil's Advocate film with where he's a lawyer?
Which one? I'm going to answer. You do that, and I'm going to answer. I'm going to answer Ziggy Starhost.
Devil's Advocate. Thank you.
Oh yeah, Pete. No Pete. Iggy Starhost. I've just finished my first building. I've just finished my very first building out of the printers, which I'll put a picture up on Twitter later. Came back to it this morning, which is fun. So it's actually two buildings I finished. So I'm very excited for that. So that's what I'm going to print. I've printed two buildings, which is cool, which isn't bad really, considering it only came the other day. And
are they just both like Big Ben?
Big Ben's cock.
Are they just both Big Ben's? That's all you guys know, right?
The War Cottage is what. Actually, I might have. Do I have a picture? Give me a second.
The cottage from War of the Worlds.
Yes, Devil's Advocate. Amazing movie with Charlize Theron. She's the wife of Keanu Reeves, and she gets all messed up by Al Pacino.
Yes.
Yeah. And that movie was the reason Keanu Reeves was not in the film industry for a really long time after that.
Oh, really? Why?
Because he was supposed to do Speed 2. So Speed was super successful. He was given the contract for Speed 2, and he was also given the Devil's Advocate at the same time. And he wanted to mature his role and work with Al Pacino and, you know, a more understream, like, non-recognizable movie. But that's the direction he wanted to go. And because of that, Warner Brothers just barred him from all movies. And all the other studios kind of took that as the, we're not going to defy against Warner Brothers. So that's why he wasn't in the film industry for a long time.
Wow. And now he's like the king.
Yeah. And then he done like a bunch of like underworld movies and things like Scanners and stuff. And finally got back up there.
And now he's
awesome. Yeah.
He's unstoppable. As a person.
He just doesn't care, right? And you can see it in his acting.
Yeah, he's also got like a really sad backstory. He's also super kind, gave loads of money away for charity.
Matrix. Let's talk about Matrix for a second. He gave
my favorite movie.
It was just whole wage to like the visual effects artists.
Yeah. That's my favorite movie of all time. The Matrix.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you watch the anime? Like the
I watched it.
That's super dark. Like super dark.
The whole thing's super dark. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
I know, but like the war, they show the war between the humans and the machines, and it's pretty crazy.
That's why we got no chance. That's why I'm always on the machine side. I always like pet. Oh no! Just broke my dude. Oh shit!
Oh no!
My dude. Matrix is a maze, Henry Steele. It is a maze. Also, can I just do a little? I don't want to cuss out Vince. And Desert Sketch, thanks for subscribing. Loads of love.
Let's go. Let's cuss out Vince.
There's a Matrix anime. You should watch it. Well, so I can't show you guys. Well, I could show you guys. But basically, I put my gunmetal, looks like it was bought in a toy shop, army paint and metal into my wet palette. Yeah?
Yep.
It's absolutely fine. Neighbor, a minute ago, I put my Vallejo metal color aluminium in my wet palette, and it's all separated out.
Aluminum for everyone else that's on my continent.
Aluminium. Yeah.
I think from my experience I've seen with other painters,
it's okay.
Metals are very subjective.
No, Diadrin's told me, don't bother with metallics on a wet palette, and also heavy seal. I've got a paint, so like two actual like human beings. Yeah. So doesn't matter. Vince is
and use vindicated. Use a different brush for your metallics as well.
Yes.
Why hasn't Vince used on his show that he's Vince-dicated? It's fucking it's missing a trick there.
Because it's awful.
It's great. I've been Vince-dicated.
Because he doesn't have a writing team.
You what? Because he's never right.
He's a writing team. He's at that level now.
Okay.
He needs a little Jewish man to write all his jokes.
A little Jewish man? Who? Me?
Oh, Jacob. We all need a Jacob to write all our what we say.
Jacob's not that small, you know.
Everyone's usually smaller.
He's 6'2" or 6'3". It's pretty big.
Yeah, he's taller than me.
He's my height.
Yeah.
He can nibble my ear then if we hug. Huh. Yeah, he wasn't lying when we were over the Christmas time. I thought it was really weird. I thought you'd have to get on his tippy toes, but nope.
Having a group hug with him and Joe Pagano, I basically felt like a hobbit. It was amazing.
Oh, wait until you meet me, John. Wait till you get a load of me.
Fireman's left right over the shoulder. Throws me outside into the snow.
So, question for you guys. You both were talking about something about Warhammer before we started the show.
Oh, yes.
What was it?
So, there's been a lot of pushback on the sculpt for, is it Lilith? Hesperex is the surname.
Yeah.
I think. Because everyone's kind of, they're fat shaming the model a little bit, saying she's not very effeminate. And it's all just very kind of people getting very opinionated about a model that they've seen.
They made her legs bigger and they made her torso larger.
Yes. And one complaint I did see was that her boobs apparently are larger. And I was like, well, if everything's increased, it probably makes some sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel they're pretty. Yeah, whatever. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I think the one that's biggest opinion that it actually has valid is the fact that they didn't really change the model at all.
No.
To the original, which is fine.
You look at her compared to the old one, and it basically just looks like they've resculpted the same thing. Whilst you get something like Drazar.
Iconic, though? Like, isn't the pose a bit like a catchphrase? Like, the pose is like...
Rob, what's your catchphrase?
Huh?
What's your catchphrase, Rob?
Great question, Rob.
Is that it?
Are those your thoughts? Are those your thoughts, Rob?
Fuck you, buddy.
Fuck you, buddy. That's fine. thanks to Crazy Horse for donating 570 to the show. Big love to you. And no, in turn, my catchphrase is not XL.
It is.
You know, he just fires stuff out into the void. Sometimes it sticks and he saves the show, and other times he looks like a loser and looks like he should make no money and just get work experience. That's it.
I feel very attacked because that is totally what I do when I'm in the chat. I just literally just write so much shit that eventually something will be said or laughed at.
The chat comes up with some absolute zingers sometimes. It's what makes that's why I like doing live coverage, because I'm just like loads of people in the chat firing zingers off. I'm like, yeah, I'll steal that.
Oh, I'm way funnier in chat than I ever am in person.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so witty. You give me 5 seconds to think about something without putting a camera on me. Oh man. I'll have you in stitches. But anyways, yeah, she has like bags under her eyes. And her face is very aggressive, and people are complaining about that. They want them to be more effeminate. She looks very much like the Mandalorian chick, the wrestler.
Yeah, yeah,
international
ground pounder,
Cara Dune.
I don't know, man. Like
but she the actress,
the model and the actress for that role both seem fine to me. I don't know why anyone's got any dramas personally.
She's also in Deadpool.
Yeah, I think it's nice to have. If she's meant to be a gladiator, it makes sense for her to be of an athletic body and not necessarily the kind of the lathe, thin witch elf stereotype, because they all look the same. Otherwise, if you've got all your models to the same frame and build, it's probably going to look a bit boring. Like, just look at a witch elf army. They tend to be quite boring.
The chat that try to use the lore to justify their perverted own sense of how they see Eldar as. Like, they should be angelic. They should be, like, beautiful because they live forever.
There is something to be said about all of this stuff. Like, what I like is when a new model is released, I guess, is everyone's take on it. And also, like, because one of the things that's always done me in is sometimes I'll see a model and I see the paint scheme and I'm like, I don't like that at all. And then someone out there in the world does a different paint scheme and I'm like, I'm all about this now.
Yeah, 100%.
Because I'm not, like, I've been shopping with some people in my life. I'm not going to describe who, but probably ladies in my life. And, you know, and they're like, I love this, but in blue. And I'm like, how can you not see it in the color it's already in? Like, I'm unable to do that, if that makes sense.
Says the man that only wears black.
There's some obvious reasons as to who I am, how I am, why I am. But yeah, so my point is like, that's true for the models as well. Sometimes you see the model release and you're like, oh, that's fun, like, whatever. And then sometimes it's not that, like, you know.
I know what you mean. A lot of the time, the GW box style and the promo kind of art, it's very well painted, but it doesn't do anything for you. Like, for me, I look at some of their stuff and just go, nah, I'm out. And then I see it painted by someone else that does a completely, like the whole kind of difference between the Forge World and GW paint styles for their sort of examples. Sometimes I hate both of them, but then I'll see someone paint it and they've gone a very kind of toned down and muted palette. And suddenly I love it because it's showing more the personality of the model better to me.
Yeah, it's like a Lariel too, right?
Oh, gotcha.
She's got some big girthiness in those legs, let me tell you.
And that is okay with me.
That is fun.
Hey, drinking the Wolf Chaos, Merry Christmas to you. yeah, well, also Merry Christmas to Tom, I see you in the chat. Tom says, not a massive fan of how she's got the same pose as Drunk Man trying to write on a whiteboard when she's meant to be like a precision strikes and shit. I get that. That makes loads of sense. All the poses recently are very aggressive. I'd love to have seen the parries or some biding time and shit. Okay, so Tom's thoughts are, like, it's not necessarily, like, the over-aggressiveness that we saw.
It's, she's running off of a freaking worn piece of structure, just like everyone else.
Everyone's going, like, to have that same pillar on their base now.
That's the start of all their modeling.
Yeah, it is, but I will say one thing, though. I think that the Sinesh stuff, if I can cut to that, I think that they've very sexualized the poses of the Sinesh stuff, if it's okay to say that. Like, as in, I feel like the poses are very sexual. Like, you know, there's a kind of, like, sauntery, like, stepping off a kind of... they just feel very visceral, I think, anyway. And maybe that's just me reading into it because it's something Sineshi. But it looks that way. And I think it's done really, really well. Like, ultimately, they can't do... This is one of the things I think is really interesting is the design philosophy of some of the miniatures. So, obviously, like, the Imperium stuff is always very blocky. It's very rarely hyperdynamic. It's just like, do you know what I mean? Especially the Marine stuff. And it's because they're meant to, like, it's meant to represent, like, their stoic sort of, like forceful nature. That's why the designs are all squares and whatnot. Like, I don't know. Like, I think that there's something to be said.
Marines can't relax. They can't go out and have a drink and laugh.
It's not
in their nature.
Yeah, there's no slouch.
And
right?
They're kind of, the design aesthetic is things that they're rediscovering or is very old and archaic. So it's designed to look clunky because it's just being maintained rather than it being the most practical.
Right.
Because that's kind of that aesthetic, right? Whilst you get something like this where there's an excuse for them to be really dynamic and then they don't always.
The Slanish, the Heat Knights, though, you've got more models to base it against as well. So it doesn't stand out as much because it, you know, everyone has their own little thing going on. Whereas the main characters, I just feel like the main characters, like big names in 40K, have all got that pose. Like they're all flying off of something.
The hero landing almost. It's becoming almost kind of expected.
I don't know. Right. I don't know though. Like I'm just going to cut him some slack. I agree with you, but I'm going to cut him some slack as well. Because I mean, how many fucking poses are there in the world? Like this one.
Oh, if you could be captured in a pose, Rob, what would it be?
Oh, sugar.
Great question.
The Warhammer jump. Maybe that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to IP protect the jump. That's what they're doing. They're like, this is our I will pose for you. Probably just going to be this one. Like the Naruto run.
Yeah.
That's probably the best one. Super dynamic. That's probably going to be mine. What would yours be, Dayton?
Probably like my vinegar strokes or something.
Jesus Christ. Dog freezes.
Like something like really twisted. Or like, you know, when you're just putting on your pants after going to the bathroom and like someone, like your kids walk in, you're like, give me a moment, you know? That seems to be the moment I have the most in my life right now.
This pose. Sure. I might do this pose for dominance, apparently. This is the one. It says jog.
Your Jesus Christ pose?
Yeah, just pure power. Yeah. What about you, John?
Good Soundgarden song, by the way.
It'd obviously just be me shaking my head, looking in disapproval at your bad jokes.
Always judging. Always watching. Yeah.
Like when you know when you get like a big super hit, like one of the main characters, and then there's just like the guy holding something awkwardly, like that's like an accessory, basically. I'll be Rob's version of that on his model.
In
the corner with the computer.
Tom has linked a picture, hit the pose of a 2,000-year-old masturbating as Pompeii. Like, as he burns to death in the Pompeii village, that's Tom's pose.
Good old Tom.
That's a good one, Gitly. Yeah, maybe I just do foot on stool power wargaming pose, the power pose.
Oh, Star Trek.
Do you never do this at the gaming table, do you?
Riker or whatever?
This is Riker, a classic. Classic. You get your stool.
He has to put his leg up on something.
You got to put your leg up on something. This is the best one. This is the Warhammer pose, this one. I'll do that.
How many skulls would be on your base?
Zero skulls. Fucking fed up of skulls. I could never look at another skull again in my life.
Dead Eldar everywhere.
What, at the base?
Yeah.
That works.
I was just looking at my succubus that I thought I'd finished and found a skull on it that I hadn't painted, so I fucking hate skulls. Mm-hmm.
How's that Dark Eldar coming on?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
John's Dark Eldar.
Yeah, they're good. I'm waiting for Primer to turn up because I've ordered got all this stuff for Christmas. Really nice. I've got an airbrush. Thank you. But I don't have any Primer to prime through it.
Where'd you get the missus?
I got the missus some Pokemon, like little action figures that she collects. So she's got a cabinet like my Warhammer one. And a commission from an artist that she loves because our hall is full of artwork of different World of Warcraft characters drawn by this lovely guy called Chris Imber.
Oh, okay.
So. That's fun.
That's cool.
So, right on. That's pretty cool.
I got mine a Japanese pan.
A pan?
For making crepes and omelets.
Oh, nice. Is it like a flat iron type of thing?
Yeah, it's and it has like a scoop at the end. It's really narrow. So yeah, you make like these perfect omelets for rolling in. And you make really nice crepes because we're going to start making like crepe cakes and stuff.
Crepe Suzette.
And yeah, a bunch of other random stuff. Not sex toys, believe it or not, for how much I post them in the chat.
You've already got all the ones you could ever
want. We really have a lot of toys, so where do you go from there, right?
Where do you go from there? Warhammer figures, that's where. That's what the custodians buy.
Morials.
Yeah, Morials. You make it really worrying. I can't believe... So we were talking about the lady sculptor. The lady in the session of Scondown one, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. It's amazing. It's Aegis Sigmar doesn't actually do wrong in their sculpts.
They're pretty good.
I find.
They're pretty good.
Maybe OBR. Faces. Maybe OBR is a bit stiff.
The odd face, isn't it? Like, monster faces can be quite polarizing. Like, there's the... Is it the Toralon? For the Stormcast, everyone gave that some hate. And then, what was the other one? What's his name? The stupid elf.
Teclis.
Everyone hated his face.
But I think it doesn't take much to make that model awesome. Dearden has done an awesome conversion of that. Where he's like looking down, condescending, and like, looks awesome. I played my first game at TTS.
And how did that go?
It was fantastic.
Who do you play against?
Joe Cryer.
Oh, you played against Joe?
Yeah, fan of the show.
Yeah.
No, he ran OBR against me. Mm. And I run my fact list. No, he needed no crawlers, a lot of the stalkers.
Nice, with the Morgas.
A lot of... yeah, he had Morgas, and then he had a lot of casters.
Okay, that's pretty fun. And how was it?
That was good. It wasn't his game to win. My Ghoul King on Terrorgeist took about 1,200 points of his army away from him, but
Like they do. That's what they do.
If you get those four extra attacks on them, they turn into something. And then he had this spell where you reroll all your sixes and it still didn't matter. But yeah, no, it was good. I watched a lot of TTS, so I mean, that was an easy, like I knew what to do. I just never actually physically played the game before on TTS. So.
Did you?
And if that's how I take my Age of Sigmar, that's how I'm going to take my Age of Sigmar.
I mean, it's quite useful for you because you're quite remote, right? Like you'll be able to get quite a few games in now, which was a problem before.
Right. Correct. And now I can play, you know, Joe and Bud and, you know, anyone. The cool people.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. Yeah, the cool people, definitely Bud, obviously, but...
Bud, come on. Hey, how come I didn't let Tina on? My wife was very angry at that, by the way.
What do you mean? Tina was on the whole night.
She was on yesterday.
But, like, to actually have the microphone.
Yeah, she did. Was. She had the microphone. After you left, it's because they were trying to get the microphone from somewhere else. So after you left, they got the microphone. And then she was on for, like, 40 minutes, ripping on everyone.
Oh, like, awesome.
She was fantastic, which is what prompted my tweet that I'll only now make content with wives of wargamers from Canada. That's the only thing I'll do from this point on. Tina was a
baller. There's always the balancing personality, right?
Huh?
Yes.
There's always the balancing personality to the other.
Yeah, yeah. The calm. Yeah, Tina was ripping on it. She was like, she was killing us. She was like, I'll play Blood Bowl if the world's ending. That's the only time. I was like, crying with laughter.
Blood Bowl's a tough one, for sure.
She got it. She was really funny.
That's good. Okay, sweet. I'll take that. I'll retract that. I'll leave Bud alone.
I would like it if... So one of the things that we see online a little bit, and listen, if any of you guys in the chat are about someone I'm about to talk about, then don't take it the wrong way. Like, but you know, one of the things that we see online a bit sometimes is obviously, don't tell the wife I've bought this. You know, I've got this. Like, how am I going to sneak this into the house, et cetera, et cetera. You know, you see that sometimes, yeah. Or if the wife knew how much it would cost, which I don't think is overly healthy. I feel like you should be very upfront with someone who's in your life about stuff.
100%.
But then. But, you know, then the events, which are great fun as well. And I can recognize why maybe wives and whatnot wouldn't want to go. But I could also, like, I know they might not want to play. If they don't play, is what I'm trying to say. But if they do want to be, like, a part of the environment, like, I think having a bunch of, like, kick-ass wives knocking around, like, you know, living their lives, doing whatever, would be hilarious. Like
the Warhammer Widows?
Or why don't they just be the TOs? Then fucking all the dudes can play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? And then they can put us in line. They'll be like, I personally reckon that the dice down is going to be proper dice down, if the ladies say so. They're like, dice down, they're like, oh, just 2 more minutes. They're like, I've said
going to the
down.
Restaurant.
Yeah, yours, you get a 0 now. Yeah, don't do it again.
Just think about how awkward it would make a lot of the gamers too. What do you mean this woman's interacting with me in a very strong way? This is not how I fantasize.
She's maintained eye contact with me. How dare she?
I love that. I'm all into that.
Your girl's quite witty too, by the way. She's an interesting personality on Twitter.
Oh yeah, she's a nightmare. Yeah, but we won't talk about that here. Yeah.
She might be listening.
Yeah, you don't want to kick that fire off. I get bossed around enough at home. Please, not at a tournament. That's fair, 40k bunny. I understand that. In turn, Matt, I took my girlfriend to a Games Workshop store once, and the staff kept hitting on her. To be fair, though, it reminds me of that scene in Seinfeld where it's like, is she really with you? Like, is that?
She's making do.
Gitley says, I can't be honest about it. Mrs. Gitley was angry enough when I bought some hobby stuff, wrapped it and put it under the tree, marked as from Santa to get around her. No hobby for Christmas rule. It's from Santa. Next time, Gitley, just put my name on it. Yeah, as I've told all of you before, I will be your 100% excuse. If you need to jump on the show and be like, quick, Rob, yeah, then you can just clip it on Twitch. You can just like go in and clip it yourself. Like, look, Rob gave it away as a prize. Yeah. I'll do that all day.
Hey, part of the All Points does a lot of prizes too. Just say it's that.
Yeah, but mine aren't real prizes. Mine are pretending your purchases are prizes.
Right.
Which okay. I think is also not healthy though, Rob. To kind of go back to what you said.
Listen, hey. I'm all for the better path. But I'm also willing to skirt the better path, like Frog Leap here, get in a taxi, get to the end of the run. That's the right play.
We were organizing the basement, and I was purging board games, and I got new shelves to get more space going, and I was telling I need more display cases for my armies, and she agreed to me. And she's like, no, it's good to have more space down here because you're going to paint more models. And I totally accepted that.
Yeah.
That was very, very nice. That's very nice of my wife to say.
That is lovely of her. That is nice. I like Mrs. Bud's reaction to all of the models in the house. Fucking.
Yeah, but have you seen Bud's hobby room? It was a flipping disaster. It will trigger you. I think he's cleaned it now. But man, it's like stuff on the floor. It basically looks like John's room.
I've been tidying because I took the dining table that's normally covered in shite, like bits of everything. We used that for Christmas dinner, so it's fine.
So you've cleaned up, John?
Yeah.
Do you feel better about it?
I do. It's because I find that I don't have enough storage. So that's, I think, something that we all as hobbyists probably struggle with, is having enough correct storage for the stuff we have. So it just sits in boxes everywhere. So shelves is something I need to get more of.
I would. Can I make a suggestion to everyone in the chat, like who's listening or might be listening to the podcast? Big shout out to all the Hydro homies that are listening. Love you. Thanks to everyone on Patreon as well. If there could be one thing that you do for the new year, it would be to organize your hobby space. You'll feel like a billion times better. This is my new paint. This is just for Diedrich. That's in the chat. There we go. That's my new paint. My new color is a Vallejo copper. And an aluminium and a gold. So I thought
aluminium.
Aluminium. How can you not see that? It's got all of those letters in. Aluminium. There's no, that's not. That would work. Pete Pratt.
Zebra,
in the chat says,
not zebra.
Pete Pratt says, I basically started my own gaming club so I have somewhere to store my stuff. I basically started this entire thing just so there's somewhere to store my shit.
That also and I've seen out. The studio. The old studio was just so full. It was floor
having a clean, boxes. Tidy hybrid room, though, is so... It helps you get back to the table.
It does. Just following Henry's advice, just do one job at a time. It makes you feel like kick-ass. Like, all the time. Just like, one, done. Medville, thanks very much for subscribing. Loads and loads of love. So I think that's the best piece of advice I could probably give for the new year. Have you got any like thoughts, Dayton, on looking towards the new year? I guess obviously like the COVID, no one can really make plans, can they?
No. But I would really, really like to play against all the people in person that I become friends with online.
Okay.
That you chat with, right? You're spending a lot of time with these people, but not actually seeing them in person has been kind of painful. That's not my shtick. This is not how I like to do my interactions. I'll take it because this is all I got. But yeah, it'd be really nice to get in person. It was really nice over the Christmas holidays, all the shout outs and people saying nice things and just going out of their way. It's nice. It's humbling.
I think I really enjoyed the weekend. Whatever it was. I enjoyed the Christmas period where we were online all the time and people just jumping in, jumping out. Like that was fun, and online as well. Everyone was just being super nice, and I think that's really important. Like, it's a great community at the end of the day. Yeah. So I think ultimately, like, that's going to happen a lot. And I think
no one died, which is great. That's
it's true.
Good holiday record for me.
Oh wait, do people normally die at your holidays?
Yeah, typically. Oh. No fire calls at all. Actually, it was nice.
Oh, of course, for work. That's great news.
Yeah.
Great news.
Where are you going to go, Dark? People don't really die around here.
Hey, Gary. Big shout out to Gary in the chat as well. Gary Powell in the chat is the man who runs the building where we like sublet the top floor. So lovely fella.
Yep.
If everyone wants to say hello to Excellent. Gary.
Hello, Gary. Hello, Thank you Gary. For letting Rob have a place to live where the birds used to dominate.
The birds did dominate. There's still pigeons still some getting here sometimes now. Because Nathan did half a job. He left me a hole in this roof over here. Classic.
He was trying to find what was wrong. That's why you have holes in roofs.
It's just builders are just really funny, aren't they? Because to them, everything's like an ongoing project in their head. So like you say, you're like, hey, there's not a roof. They're like, yeah, but there will be one day. Like you're like, that's relevant. Like,
you go to my laundry room right now? This is where the bathroom is. It's not there, but that's where the bathroom's going to be.
It's an ongoing job. How long is that? How long until that's meant to be a thing?
It's been 2 years so far. So, yeah. Still loading. Still loading.
Still loading. That's fine. That's fine. It's a bit, I guess your bathroom's not like John cleaning his room. Like, same thing.
That sounds like you're my parents. Like, John, clean your room. You're not my real dad!
You need someone to tell you to clean your room. Yes, John.
Well, my problem I have is that every time I do clean up stuff, I'll clean up a load of hobby stuff, make some space, and Scrivelet literally just will put something there immediately. She'll walk home, just dump something immediately. So it undoes my work.
Yeah. Kids undo your work a lot, too. So
she is like a child. I love it to bits, but that is it.
I don't have any of that. I've been really happy over the past like 2 or 3 months. Like, slowly. I've had so many because I am one of those wankers, and I'm so sorry that I am one of those wankers who's been working through their backlog very comfortably, very excitedly. I've been getting whole armies done. I've been getting units done. I've been smashing out the backlog, which I've been very excited about. So that's really good. I know some people aren't on that journey, and I understand that, and I hear you, and I'm sorry that I'm that twat. But that's been great for me. So because of that, that's meant I've been able to organize my hobby space more and more and more, which I've also been enjoying. Generally kicking ass at the minute.
Do you have a lot of shelves for your stuff that's completed or what?
I got a lot of really useful boxes. I find that's just easier. Like,
ayo.
Yeah, they're just. Do you do the same?
I have display shelves. Yeah.
No, I don't do that. I don't know who I would display them to. I guess.
I have to make things presentable because I like to host. So.
Oh yeah, like I also don't like. I don't think that they're of a quality that they're worth displaying. I think is the other thing as well, and they're really in a. And also, there's just a lot. Like my orc army, like no one wants to see 90 boys kind of half done on a base.
That's what Reese's shelf is. You go there and he's got like 6,000 points of orcs.
On one
it's
shelf.
Just like, yeah, it's like, oh my God. It's so much orcs.
Oh. But mine are all in really useful boxes. So you can just be like, this is all my Nurgle stuff. Not even all my Nurgle stuff. This is my Nurgle stuff in this box. And then it's also good if you go in somewhere, you just pick up your box and off you go, as opposed to having to pack and repack. I find that a bit of a nightmare, to be honest.
So what do you think is your best unit to just be able to throw into a box and not worry about?
Dispossessed.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, easily. They are, yeah. I think they're close to indestructible. I reckon you could probably yeet. I reckon you could yeet like a hammer or something at a wall, and I reckon it's not going to, also, our 40k tables, we wouldn't be able to break. I wouldn't be able to break any of the tables in the venue with a lump hammer. Nathan could obviously with his bare fucking hands. What about you?
His pants rub against it and it'd strip the paint.
what about you? What model do you reckon you could like transport quite safely? Because that's got to be a big concern for you.
Nothing with Daughters of Cain.
Right. Yeah.
Nothing Daughters of Cain. Nothing Sylvaneth. Marines. Death Guard. They're all.
Guard, you think?
Their poses are all like. Eh. And if you break some stuff off, like big deal.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a bit. No lie. I have a bit that's on my display shelf with my death card, and I don't know where it goes. I have looked on each mini, and I do not know where that came from. There's like no missing paint. There's no nothing. I'm like, it kills me. But it's a death card bit.
Be a nightmare, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta start using like the Daughters of Cain army I'm gonna be making, and my Feck army too. I have to start looking into magma trays.
That's apparently the one to use for transportation. I mean, I don't mind really useful boxes, but then I don't travel away. So
magnets.
!! Lurk super weasel. No idea what you're trying to make happen, but I'm loving it. Mm. You keep saying that, baby.
So when I've done events and I'm obviously traveling on public transport rather than driving. I've got an army case magnetic kind of thing, like the magma trays, for that very reason. Because then you can almost just hoik it around on the train, put it in with all the other people's bags and stuff, and not worry that it's going to get damaged.
Well, that's what makes mini mag trays so good.
Yes.
The metal, and they're sleek, and they're quite affordable. And with discount code MiniMagBro for 5% off.
Show.
Sure.
You know what? Use that discount anywhere. You know what? Just put it in anything. It probably won't give you a discount, but it'd be really funny.
We'll just keep putting that in places.
Yeah, whatever. Boxing Day sale. Mini Mag Bro.
Mini Mag Bro. I have not used the Mini Mag cases. I did have a KR. I've got some KR multi cases. And they were fine, but I haven't. I used the cardboard box that you'd put in, let's say, a carry case. And that works quite well into a suitcase, I found.
Yes.
So then you stick your clothes around it as well. So that was pretty secure.
Did you bring an army down to Chicago?
No, but last year I went to Adepticon.
Yeah, Chicago.
Chicago, yeah. I took nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I played in that tournament. It was super fun. So, Nathan did as well. But Nathan
did just bought. Nathan actually play?
Nathan played.
He played his own game.
He played his own game. He was shouting at people that he put stuff in his pants a lot. I use table war magnetic cases for all my stuff. Says Gorkamore. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Dadrian, I've used this for sorting and transporting. What is this? An IKEA box.
IKEA furniture.
Oh, that's
probably
cool.
The IKEA furniture. You can't move it. Oh, it's like a little folder thing.
That's clever. And then, create your own little
I've seen
trays.
This, yes.
That's actually really good. How much is that?
Still wouldn't work on an airplane, though.
No, but it would work at home quite well.
And you could put that in a bag for an airplane.
Because one of the problems with the shelves at home, right, is they're shelfy spaces.
It wouldn't work for Vince with his friggin' Archeon that's, 2 feet.
Yeah, that doesn't matter anyway, is it? He probably carries it like a baby. that's a great idea. How much is that? Does Dadrin will know? So we'll ask him in the chat.
Jabs 1890, which I assume is your age, which makes you 31. 30. Subscribe. Yay, thanks.
Did
he? Yeah, he did. Subscribe for 6 months.
Jab. Oh, you mean Jabs?
Yeah, Jabs.
I thought you said Jabs.
1990.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of
Canadian
Jabs.
Accent. Come on. Either.
Snooker.
Hey.
I will not. No, I was around for that.
Did you watch me get Jim?
Yeah.
That was amazing. I can see it light up in your eyes, Rob. I can see the conversation was going.
You just lead him through the path.
You mean snooker? Chat just lost.
What's
it.
Up, dog?
I'm gonna do that whenever I'm in Australia. Whenever I'm in Canada next, if we do any live coverage, I'm gonna try and get someone on the show and interview them. And I'm just gonna get that so that just a chat thing, just me in the chat. Just that's our journey with Canadians now. Is trying to make them say snooker.
Snooker.
Amazing. That's actually it's heavy. Does Dadrin know how much it costs that thing for my kids? That's actually really cool. Because it looks like it's metal, right?
£19, Rob.
Not bad, I guess.
Oh, that's like $100 Canadian reduce.
It's a lot of dollar reduce.
Yeah.
I painted up the thing that I printed out. So I've put the link in the chat. I don't know if you've clicked it, Dayton. But this is what I printed. This is what I've printed in the past 2 days. Yeah. And in raw material.
You showed me those two little test models. That's it.
Yeah. So that's the. Oh. If you click that. So that's what I've printed, and that in raw materials that's cost £10, so $20 reduced Canadian, basically.
In filament.
In filament, which is not bad, right?
Then electricity on top of that.
Yeah, I guess.
Which 3D printer did you get?
An Ender 3.
I'm looking at Ender 5 right now.
I don't think so. I read the stuff. There's no difference. It's just you don't get anything extra for the 150. It's
larger.
Yeah, but you don't need it. That is massive. That thing I printed is ridiculously big, way too big. I've completely over-egged it. As the first thing to print, I was like, "Yeah, I've really made a huge mistake here. This is not okay." So I'm like, "I'm gonna." So one of my jobs today is to give myself a print schedule of things that fit properly. That aren't just monstrous. That's gonna take me a fucking week to paint. It's huge.
That's why you need the rattle cans from our repainting.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Exactly. But for $20 Canadian, that's brilliant, right?
Yeah, totally.
Is what I'm trying to say. And for £10 English.
I'm really tempted to go down the path of the 3D printing now, but
it makes sense as well, because you're very technically minded and they're very technical machines. They're far more mechanical than I gave them credit for.
Well, I had to fix my toilet last night. That's fun.
So like that, yeah.
Just like that.
How hard was set up the printer and get it rolling, Rob, says Gorkamorka. Thinking of getting into myself, what models did you get? So just for everyone, just for clarity, I got an Ender 3 Pro. I found it very easy to set up, and I'm not very mechanically minded at all. I plugged a lot of like computer stuff together, but I'm not what you would describe as a DIY master in any way, shape, or form.
I'm not what you say a smart man.
I'm not what you say, but if you do look at the DIY I've done on my flat, you would be very impressed.
I was not impressed.
Okay. Helgemar says you can resize terrain in Slicer. I find 70% for terrain to be fine. And I agree with him. That's one of the things I'm going to do in the future. And Gary in the chat. So Gary downstairs has got a 3D print farm. He's got 18 3D printers. He's got plenty. I mean,
that's his thing. So
that's his thing. Yeah, that's his whole journey. But yeah, the Ender 3 Pro is really, really reasonable price. And the fact that and a spool of material in England is £20. This is the FDM printers. So this is for terrain. So two types of printer. FDM for terrain. Resin for miniatures. You can do it for terrain as well, but I don't know why you would. I think like
maybe it's a lot.
It's like just don't bother with that. And then this is brilliant because basically while I'm in here painting or while I'll be doing shows in the future or whatever else I'll be doing, there'll just be some things creating roughly. And I haven't had any problems with them yet. Like you just got to make sure you set them up well. And the setup was super easy. I watched a YouTube video. I just took my time. It took me like 3 hours to set. Maybe 4 hours to set up two, so it's pretty reasonable, and I haven't had any problems with them so far. I'm sure like you apparently run into problems eventually, so I'm sure that'll happen at some point.
You get pieces that don't finish properly, yada yada.
But when you do, you've got someone downstairs that will help.
Yeah. I'm super lucky. I mean, we're never going to get to where Gary's at because obviously, like, he's a wild man who's like printing tons out. But it's worthwhile for like. Yeah. It's worthwhile if you like. It would be good for a gaming club, I feel, to get like a couple together because you're spending the same on those as you would spend on printers. Like Pete over in Northern Ireland's got a shit ton of terrain at his venue for 40K.
So how is GW going to compete then?
Well, they don't compete on terrain, do they? Because the thing that I'm talking about right now is... it's terrain. The thing that I'm not talking about is the miniature production, which is the resin stuff, which I have no experience with yet. And is apparently really good as well, but I have no experience with that yet. But like, that's one of the reasons I also wanted to get into it because I feel like it's as miniature players, as wargamers, as a group, it has to be the conversation of the future, right? Between all of us, because like Dayton, a good example for you, Dayton, is like you're quite removed from a lot of people and everything else. So setting up terrain and things like that, but be quite
functional.
Yeah.
By choice.
Yeah, by choice, yeah.
I haven't been outcasted or anything.
I think that's just going to be, I think it's part of the future conversation, really. So anyway, I'm back on that topic again. So
and they're getting good. I see like a lot of like Miniature Maniac, which is a guy on YouTube that paints that I follow. That's what he's been doing.
Yeah.
That was like part of his exclusive thing was he had some models made and then you get them 3D printed and whatnot. And yeah, it's pretty cool. It's definitely, we're there. We're there now.
I think we're there now.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're talking like 2 to 3, I mean, one of the big things that we're lucky as miniature gamers is one of the things that a lot of people are pushing for is to have really, really good detail printers so they can do cosplay, I think. Like that tends to be like it's not a larger market wholesale. But it's definitely like a focus. There's like a lot of people out there who use it for like that sort of thing. So like the miniatures, like we're kind of lucky. We're on the other end of that, like where there's just like that's another element which I think is coming through. And there's like I saw some, all the guys who I've seen have been printing themselves like little Star Wars toys. They're like, hey, Star Wars, love that. And you're like, don't give me that. I want a fucking dragon, lad. Yeah, let's get into this. But yeah, I think we're almost there. To be honest, and especially for gaming clubs, I could see. How do you feel about like gaming clubs getting a kitty together, investing in a couple, and then like producing their own shit? Because I feel like that's the future.
Well, everyone here will talk about like terrain makes the game, right? And the more you can get on the field and do these awesome planets and stuff, the more you're going to get people into it. Because there's nothing worse than showing up with a green mat and a couple like styrofoam hills.
But you've been to LVO, right? And they've worked super fucking hard on making, like, I think, good terrain for tournaments.
Yeah, they have the MDF board, the laser cut MDF board, which is Frankie's brother.
That oh, really? Runs up.
Yeah.
And it's pretty decent, right?
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
It doesn't travel well.
Oh, okay. Do you think it compares well? Do you think it compares well with other terrain at other events you've been to?
I would say they're the lead. They're the forefront of how 40K should be set up.
Do you think that has led to the success of the LVO in any way?
Yeah, I think so. Another reason you spend so much money. It's all the big ones. You're going to spend a ton of money just on flights and hotels and everything else, right? If you actually look at the actual investment, and it's your vacation, right? Mm-hmm. This is what you save up to do. So yeah, it should be good. And I think they don't let it down. It's a good place. And then Vegas is a great place to spend time.
Vegas is a great place to spend time, but not a great place. Like, in any way, no. shape, or form.
It's not real.
It's not.
Yeah, the things that happen in Vegas is not normal day life stuff.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not a good place to be, I think, generally.
For your soul.
Yeah, just for everything. Everything going on there. It's weird that it's a Warhammer event there, but it also kind of makes sense ultimately because, truthfully, Warhammer events are normally just a bunch of lads getting drunk. So it
feels there's nothing better than walking through the Vegas casinos with your tray full of minis in gold little tights and people looking at you like, what the fuck is going on here?
What is happening at this event? Yeah.
The people that get into it, though, like, yeah, it's great.
Paul S77 says, our club has two 3D printers. We have printed AOS gauges, terrain, some guys are printed 40k epic armies. So there you go, already starting off. Gorkum Walker says, eventually Games Workshop should start seeking codes into issues of White Dwarf to redeem a website for terrain STL files. I agree with that as well. I don't think they will, because they're like, they pretend that like that they're a miniature company, but they're really a game company. They're a manufacturing company, is what they are.
Yeah.
Like ultimately. I think it would be very weird if they move away from STLs, because, like, they ever move into STLs, because they make so much fucking money selling the same kit over and over, right?
Right, and their whole thing is they want to control everything on their brand. Yeah. Hence their IP rewriting for everything.
Yeah. But it has to be something they're aware of. Or maybe it's not something they're... Like, I know they're aware of it, because obviously they even use it in-house, but it has to be something that they maybe worry about? I don't know. Not sure.
Maybe it's fingers and ears going la la la. It's not happening.
Yeah, potentially. Potentially, that's what business.
That's fine. We don't need them to, because there's a ton of people out there that already are. So
I mean, that's the important part.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dave. Carry on with your point. Cut you off.
No, that was it. I just said to F them.
Yeah.
I said it. We're good.
Yeah. There's plenty. Oh, I've just seen the time. Oh dear. Sorry, Dave. You gotta go off for the kids.
Hopefully they're not up, because I'm going to try to crawl back in the bed, but yeah.
Well, thanks everyone for tuning in for the stream sheet today. It feels weird only ending after an hour now. It should be like 47 hours or whatever. But we'll be back tomorrow. Me and Owen are going to be doing the, obviously, there'll be no tournament.
Owen Jackson. Calls. Just saying his name fills me with joy.
Owen Jackson. Yeah.
Owen Jackson.
Oh, he's great. He'll be back tomorrow. And then we've got the wrap-up of the year show on the Monday show, which will be very exciting. So everything good that happened in 2020. So it'll be a pretty short show. And then,
can we guess what Nathan got for Christmas?
I don't want to know.
I know he got a Mega Gargan. So that's all I know he got. But we could guess that. That'd be a whole different show. Dayton, you got any plans this week?
No, I go back to work Wednesday. So I'll be chilling. And then unfortunately New Year's will be nothing, because we're in lockdown. Yay. So I'll be playing games with my wife.
Nice.
And drinking homemade eggnog, probably.
John, I'll see you this week, probably.
Indeed. Well, I'm now furloughed, so I'll be in the chat every day now. So you're going to be proper bored of me by the end of
you
the week.
You and MJ Pegasus are going to be setting up all of the polls and the predictions. Yep. Good.
Ooh,
good. Yeah. See you tomorrow, Gary. That'd be nice. Listen, Twitch chat, I'll see you all tomorrow. It's been a pleasure spending Christmas with you. Still in Christmas period, apparently. It's 12 days. So
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas again.
Every one of you.
Thanks to everyone.
Oh, I'm disappointed you did not read the Night Before Christmas. I'm disappointed about that. You let me know.
I did what?
You didn't read The Night Before Christmas.
The book?
Yeah.
Was I meant to read it?
Yeah, you should. We're all your kids. It's tradition. You got to read The Night Before Christmas.
I could read it to all of my illegitimate children. We'll have to find them first. They're all in different care homes. Anyway, Merry Christmas,
they're
everyone.
They're in the carpet in your socks, Rob. What are you talking about?
They're outside like grafting for me because I'm vegan. And I've just got a bunch of Artful Dodgers working. Listen, Merry Christmas. Look after yourselves. yeah, see you tomorrow. Have a great day. Thanks to everyone on Patreon. Podcast homies, make sure you drink loads of water. You guys at home, stay hydrated. Merry Christmas. Fuck you, buddies. Have a great day.